Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. If you're like me, you usually spend your Sundays with coffee and WAMC waiting for the NPR puzzle. Well, there's been a change in recent weeks on Weekend Edition Sunday. A new host. Lulu Garcia Navarro was previously stationed in Rio and has also reported from Mexico and the Middle East, and she joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Hey, are you telling me the only reason you listen to Weekend Edition Sunday is for the puzzle? Is that what you really just said?
Not in the least. If you only knew, my radio is on all the time. I'm one of those.
One of those people. It's good to hear.
How's the job going so far?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. This is a very, very interesting time, I think you may have noticed, to come via host. So much news, really, really challenging to keep on top of it all, but just fascinating. I think, you know, for me, as I've said to my friends and family about this new gig, I'm sort of rediscovering America one conversation at a time. That's what it feels like.
Why did you want to become an anchor of one of the news magazines?
So I'm so glad you used the word anchor. This is one of my favorite things because we're really not anchors. We call ourselves hosts because I think here at NPR, the way that we conceive of the job and the reason that I really wanted to have this job is because we're like a host at a really interesting dinner table conversation where all these fascinating people, the people that you would most want to speak to about a specific issue are coming on and having thoughtful conversations about it. And, you know, you're going to be informed and entertained. But, you know, it's this kind of thing that me as the host, I'm leading you through as the person sort of sitting in the chair. So I love it. I think it's a really exciting and different way to do journalism than what I'm used to as a reporter.
The Sunday show is kind of a vaunted position in public radio. Susan Stamberg famously conceived it as being a basically the Sunday paper on the radio. And then Leanne Hansen came later and Rachel Martin. Have you reached out to any of the previous hosts for advice? And if so, what have they told you?
So Rachel, Rachel gave me a lot of advice. And I talked to a lot of the hosts now about, you know, coming into the job at this particular point, you know, what do I need to know? What have I, what are the things that are important? I remember, though, that the best piece of advice I got, two good pieces of advice. One was from Scott Simon when I sat next to him and I shadowed him for one of his broadcasts before I did my first stint in the host chair. And he said, always go to the bathroom before your show comes
good, good
on.
Advice, yeah.
I know, but it's something that bizarrely you can overlook and then you spend 2 hours regretting it. So that's the first bit. And then the second thing that Steve Inskeep told me was, you know, if you're having a good time, it'll show and the audience will come along with you. And so as long as you're having fun and you're engaged and curious, that I think transmits to the audience. And so I've used that as my mantra, you know, things that are engaging and interesting to me. You know, I want the audience to hear about that, too.
Will you still do some of your globetrotting reporting trips in this new role?
Well, we're definitely going to do reporting. I'm going down to the U.S.-Mexico border in a couple weeks. And I think one of the things that NPR is really invested in now, and I think you hear this on the daily programs as well, is sending the hosts out to do reporting, not just sitting in the studio and having conversations. As valuable as those conversations are, it's also important to get your boots dirty, as I like to say, your microphone dirty, and go out and talk to people where they are and see what they're seeing and really try and bring that back to the audience. So yeah, in a couple weeks, I'll be out and about.
What do you make of the current climate? You mentioned this a minute ago, you know, taking over at an interesting time. We've never really had a president say this is fake news and these media organizations are lying and so on. You're sort of stepping into the tempest here.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit like that. I think having reported in lots of different places in the world where oftentimes there are, you know, moments where they can be combative for the press is that you can't play into that. You know, whatever the administration, this administration or other administrations, we can't forget that the Obama administration also had quite an adversarial relationship with members of the media at certain periods. You can't, you know, that's that they can talk about things any way that they want. But ultimately, we in the press, and, you know, there's no, as you know, one press. CNN is not Fox, and Fox is not NPR, and NPR isn't Bloomberg News. You know, the media is a very, very diverse group of people with different interests and different ways of reporting. But ultimately, we are here, especially here at NPR, for one reason only, which is to inform our listeners to the best way possible, to give them the most accurate information that we can in the most thoughtful and thought-provoking way that we can. And, you know, however the press chooses, however the administration chooses to deal with us is, you know, that's their prerogative. But ultimately, you know, we have a very clear mandate.
But don't you feel that that's working to a certain extent? I saw a poll recently that said the press is less popular than Congress, which is a pretty low bar.
It is. It is. I think we're really facing a difficult moment where we are going to have to wake up every morning and try and do the best job that we can. But I come back to this thing, which is we cannot be everything to everybody all the time. You know, people will turn on the radio and they will not like what they hear. They will feel that it does not accurately represent a reality that they hold dear. We know that we're in a very politically polarized moment in America, not only in America, but in all sorts of different parts of the world. But that doesn't mean that what we do, especially here in public broadcasting, isn't enormously valuable. That we're not winning a popularity contest at this particular point in time, I think is almost beside the point. I think the value of what we do to our listeners, I think is extremely clear. It is important to get vetted information, real information, edited information from people who know what they're talking about, so that people can understand, you know, what is really going on. And it's important to have trusted news sources. So NPR always does very well when they talk about trusted news sources. You know, if you just talk about the media in that very vague way, it's hard to know what we're talking about. You know, let's talk about NPR. Let's talk about how people trust or don't trust the New York Times. But just to talk about the media, I don't think is a very valuable conversation because there's so many different types of media.
Let me lighten it up just a little bit here.
Just a little. I felt a little heavy.
Close listeners to this station will remember you as Lourdes Garcia Navarro. So why did you become Lulu at a certain point?
So I'm going to do an entire segment on this. I have just discussed this with my executive producer because this is a question that comes up a lot. And there's an entire Reddit thread about this. So it is very simple. I have been Lulu since I was born almost. My entire family calls me Lulu. My friends call me Lulu. My colleagues call me Lulu. And when I was moving into the host chair, they sort of said, you have to decide if you want to be Lourdes or Lulu. Because sometimes on air, people would be like, here's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. Hey, Lulu. And people would write in and be like, who is this Lulu person? And why is she taking over Lourdes's slot? So I just decided that I'd rather have my personal name that everyone calls me and my public name be the same thing. And so, you know, there you have it. Not a terribly interesting story, but it was just, you know, just a decision that we made.
You had to pick eventually. Interesting.
I had to pick. And Lulu is what everyone knows me as. And people have very strong opinions on this. People have written me in and saying that they disapprove of my nickname since birth. They feel that it doesn't give me the gravitas that Lourdes did. But, you know, I guess you can't make everyone happy.
And, you know, NPR listeners are notoriously obsessed with the names of NPR personalities.
And they don't necessarily like change. If they've been listening to you for a long time and they've gotten used to a certain thing, you know, and also, yeah, people want to know, like, what was that about? It just seemed like very kind of like, why all of a sudden would she change her first name? You know, her last name is she got married, you know, but like, why would she change her first name? So it was just, I wanted to, you know, have the same name on air than I do, in real life.
Last thing, we're really proud to have Will Shortz live in our Hudson Valley region, and he's been a friend to this station over the years. So how are you liking working with Will on the puzzle so far?
Will, if you're listening, you're awesome. He's been so generous and so nice, and I was so scared coming into the puzzle. It's the highlight of my week, actually, now. The big problem is calibrating when I'm going to jump in, because people don't like it when the host gives an answer, you know, that hasn't given the time for the guest to sort of jump in. So that's, you know, in my excitement, I'm like, I know the answer. I know the answer. But yeah, I have to sort of rein myself in sometimes.
And are you doing well on the challenges week to week?
It depends on the challenge. He's tough. You know, sometimes, so the ones that I do better on are the ones that are sort of less anagrams. I'm not very good at anagrams. So, you know, it just depends what the challenges are week to week. But I like it. I think he always comes up with things that are kind of interesting and fun. And the guests always pretty much know everything. So I don't get to do very much.
Well, we've been speaking with Lulu Garcia Navarro, not Lourdes, and she is
the artist formerly known as Lourdes.
And she is the host, not the anchor, of Weekend Edition Sunday, which you can hear on WAMC from 8 to 10 on Sundays. It's great to have you in my own headphones for a change, Lulu. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.